This is Inner Journey. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, Campus and Community Radio. I'm Arthur Kay. This show is folk and experimental music. It's called Inner Journey. And I'm going to start things off today with some music by the gypsy guitarist Manitas de Plata. And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that after this song, which is off of, he's got like a few records that you can find maybe in some used bins here and there. And this was the first one that I got. It's got some recordings that were recorded live in studio once he started to be kind of, people found out about him in North America. And one of the records has a quote by John Steinbeck on the back, where John Steinbeck kind of lauds him, gives him some praise and stuff like that. And I'd never really heard much about him, but found some of his records and then just started seeing them here and there. And it's pretty amazing, just for its, just the kind of intensity that's in it for guitar playing. So here's Manitas de Plata with some amazing guitar. We'll be right back. Jenny Ritter with a song called Cold House Song. It was a live recording. I believe she's got some stuff recorded that may see a release this year. She's the leader of the Kingsgate Chorus, which I sing in. And I heard her in a songwriter's circle on Sunday evening, 2 nights ago. And that song really struck me. So I was glad I could find a recording to play for you on air today of it. And yeah, just the chorus incorporating the old saying cold hands, warm heart and stuff. And then before that, Manitas de Plata at the beginning of the show with a song called Tarantas y Buileras off an album called Flamenco Guitar Number 2, a recording of his guitar playing done in the 60s. And he was a flamenco guitar player who was sort of a bit of a came from the gypsy tradition, and so His guitar playing really is quite amazing to me, being a guitar player. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. Today I brought in a whole bunch of vinyl, and it seems like I'm almost overwhelmed with it, what to play next. But I think I'm actually going to play a Katie and the Lycan song. I've heard that someone told me they broke up, but then maybe they played a show. I don't know what's going on. By this Katie Karen and her band, Katie and the Lycan. So I think I've played this song before, but I'd like to play it again. It's called Piles by Katie and the Lycan, and then get to some other things. I think I might compare some versions of one song again, like I did with Elizabeth Cotton's Shake Shakery, but with a different song. That'll be later in the show. So here is Piles by Katie and the Lycan. This is Inner Journey. I'm Arthur Kay. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Charm just makes you shy away. What's the deal? I did. There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Well, whatever I was trying to play there didn't seem to be playing, so we'll see about that. And before that was Chick Corea with Straight Up and Down off Inner Space, which is a compilation of recordings he did for the Atlantic label and labels that were owned by Atlantic, I guess, in the 60s through to the mid-70s when the compilation was released. And before that, Katie and the Lycan with Piles, and that's off their release Kiss and Run. Caitlin Lycan being local, and then before that, just trying to play stuff, but having a bit of issues with hooking up my iPod to play a song that I brought in. But hopefully we can figure that out. I'd like to play in this set coming up two versions of a song. And I've done that before. It's kind of a great way to understand how a song moves through time and changes, and different artists can take a song and not just cover it for the sake of, oh yeah, hey, that's that song, but like kind of maybe show you something that you didn't really feel with the original version, or just kind of take it and make it their own, as they say. So before I do that, I guess I'll play a bit of Nina Simone, and then I'm going to play two versions of the song These Days, which was written by Jackson Browne, and when he was very young, it was one of the first songs they wrote, apparently, and it was covered by Nico. Of the Velvet Underground and Nico and things. And I think Jackson Browne played guitar on the recording of that, but then he later made a recording that was released on his record called For Every Man. And that version I'll play first, I think, and then the Nico version, which may be more familiar to some of you since it was in a Wes Anderson movie. Here is Nina Simone, Love Me or Leave Me. I'm hoping that the technical problems leave me and that the music loves me and that, you keep listening. This is CITR 101.9. This show is called Inner Journey. I'm Arthur Kay. It's folk and experimental music every Tuesday from 1 to 2.
Me, leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing. Night time is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, hey, hey, I want your love, don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else.
than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Hey, I want your love, don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love is your love. There's no love on nobody
I forgot to do for you. And all the times I had the chance to. We'll be right back.
and all the times I had the chance to. I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way, and I wonder if I'd see another if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song. It's just that I've been losing so
Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before.
Yeah, check that out if you can. May 27th, the Main Street Vinyl Fair, right there at 27th and Main at the coolest heritage building on Main Street, the big hall there, wherever it's called nowadays, and with the big clock on it. If you can't find it, you probably can't see that well. Maybe. I don't know. It's pretty easy to find, is what I'm saying. And before that was two songs, both recordings of the same song, different versions. It's a song by Jackson Browne called These Days. The song I played right before that public service announcement was by Nico off her album Chelsea Girl from 1967. And Jackson Browne, the songwriter, plays guitar, I think, on that record. That kind of light finger style guitar that he has done at certain times. And I think John Cale of the Velvet Underground does the string arrangements for that album. They're very nice. And before that was the Jackson Browne version, which he actually recorded later than Nico's version on his album For Every Man. On Asylum Records in the 70s, Asylum being the home to Judy Sill and early Eagles and, I don't know, kind of the California so-called troubadour scene. There was a club called The Troubadour, and there's a DVD documentary by that name called The Troubadour, or Troubadours, I think it's called, plural, and that talks about that scene and those songwriters and the early 70s singer-songwriter movement that they call it in that film, but yeah, so Jackson Browne being a part of that. And now I'd like to play something that I heard Sunday night along with the leader of the Kingsgate Chorus, our very own Jenny Ritter. There was someone I had never heard but who sounded good, Scott Cook, So this is a song for the Slow Dancers by Scott Cook. Hopefully this will play. It's off an album called Moonlit Rambles, and I guess he's from Edmonton, but from the sounds of it, travels to various folk festivals. So here's Scott Cook on CITR 101.9 on Inner Journey today with me, Arthur Kay. The song is called Song for the Slow Dancers.
People just don't see the way you see, boy. Maybe you could change your name to Leroy. Give them something recognizable in a news bite-sizable way. I'm told it's all about the branding, not that old peace, love, and understanding. And if honesty is as good as we say it is, how come it doesn't pay? Saskatchewan rappers sound like they're from Compton, but for the reggae singers, it's the Caribbean. And if your country, it's Houston or old San Antonio or any old place but your very own. That's what they're calling authentic. Couldn't even say what they mean if they meant it. They never told me their secrets. They never let themselves be known. But I've heard songs that broke my heart open wide. Let all these tears spill out and let the light inside. The drunken throng will jump around to any old thing. But a song strong enough for world changing must be clear as the moonlight, clear as the straight answer. Play a song for the slow. Some sell it acting sleazy, some sell it with free and easy, some sell it with bad sweaters and ironic mustaches, some sell it with porn. And they're filling the air with all that traffic, trying to turn the revolution into a demographic. Don't you think it's high time to lay it on the line? All they got is lines to lay it on. But I've heard songs that bore their hearts on their sleeve. Got some words on this napkin I really believe. Under all the zippity-doo-da-day, you're a soul and mine are longing to say something. Clear as the moonlight, clear as the straight answer. Play a song for the slow dancer.
Straight. father was a drinker, and his mother cried in bed. Folding John Wayne's t-shirts when the swing set hit his head. The neighbors, they adored him for his humor and his conversation. Look underneath the house there, find the few living things riding fast in their sleep of the dead. 27 people, even more, they were boys with their cars, summer jobs. Oh my God. Dressed up like a clown for them, with his face painted white and red. And on his best behavior, in a dark room on the bed, he kissed them all. He'd kill 10,000 people with a slight of his hand, running far, running fast to the death. He took off all their clothes for them. He put a cloth on their lips, quiet hands, quiet kiss on the moon. Behavior, I am really just like him. Look beneath the floorboards for the secrets I have hid.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Black-eyed sweet thing, sugar loose. Oh, call me when I'm clean off a one-way juice. Mama, I'm a jazz man, I got those sunny land blues. And I'm off the street trying a trick or two. Trick or two, a trick or two. Oh, I'm so easy.
That was Bonnie Collock with the song Jazzman off her album from the early 70s called After All This Time. And Bonnie Collock was apparently, I guess at some point, associated with the... Maybe there was a bit of a folk scene going on where I guess the most famous person to come out of it would be John Prine. And she, I don't know. So it's different music, but apparently, you know, they hung around the same stages at some point in the early days. And before that, Sufjan Stevens with John Wayne Gacy Jr., a song about a killer who killed some people in Illinois. It's off the album called Come On, Feel the Illinois. And before that, Scott Cook with a song called Song for the Slow Dancers. Off his CD Moonlit Rambles, and he's from Edmonton, and I think I'll close out the show with just another Scott Cook song off Moonlit Rambles. This one's called Let Your Horses Run, and it's the third song on the album. The whole thing that I quite like a lot for its guitar playing, among other things. So this has been Inner Journey with me, Arthur Kay. Every Tuesday from 1 to 2, folk and experimental-ish music and stuff. Other stuff sometimes. Like played a bit of some jazzy stuff today. Chick Corea and Nina Simone and various things. Some DIY stuff locally, Katie and the Lycan, near the beginning of the show. So, keep listening to CITR, Campus Community Radio. Here in Vancouver, this is Scott Cook with Let Your Horses Run.
Underneath the moon this bright, leading or being led, we can never know. Stones from distant ranges meet in a riverbed, gathered by
let's na 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 na.